సదాశివ సమారంభా శంకరాచార్య మధ్యమా అస్మదాచార్య పర్యంతా వందే గురు పరంపరా. ఓం
పేజ్ 145 వర్స్ 35.
అసమాధిం న పశ్యామి నిర్వికారస్య సర్వదా బ్రహ్మణో మే విశుద్ధస్య సోధ్యం నాన్యద్విపాప్మనః.
ఇన్ దిస్ స్వప్న స్మృతి ప్రకరణం శంకరాచార్య ఎస్టాబ్లిషింగ్ ఐది సాక్షి చైతన్యం ఐమ్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ ది బాడీ మైండ్ కాంప్లెక్స్ ఇన్ హృచ్ ది స్వప్న ఈజ్ టేకింగ్ ప్లేస్ ది స్మృతి ఈజ్ ఆల్సో టేకింగ్ ప్లేస్ ఐఎమ్ ద విట్నెసర్ ఐఎమ్ ద విట్నెసర్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ స్వప్న అండ్ స్మృతి బోత్ and what is my nature. I am paramarthika satyam atma swarupam. Mind can have chanchalata vikshepa, the distraction. The distraction belongs to the mind, but I the sakshi chaitanyam am distractionless. I the sakshi chaitanyam, the witness consciousness, is that knower of distracted mind. That mind which has got distractions, watched by, observed by me, the Sakshi Chaitanyam. Samadhi means absorption. Asamadhi means a distraction. So there is no asamadhi in me. That is the meaning. There is no asamadhi in me. Samadhi rahitah asamadhi ityartha. Samadhi means absorption. Asamadhi means vikshepa. Vikshepa is not there in me. Asamadhim na pashyami. I don't see any distraction in me. Who says? I the sakshi chaitanyam from my higher standpoint. From my higher nature, I am free from distraction. So absorptionlessness is not there. How to present it? Absorptionlessness is not there in me. That means I am always having that absorption, ananda, samadhi, sthiti all the time. The samadhi, not having that absorption problem, is only in the mind. It happens only in the mind. Asamadhim na pashyami. I don't see any distraction in me, the Atma. Nirvikarasya sarvada. Nice word Acharya used. What is that? Nirvikaram. What is the reason that I am free from distraction? Why I am not having distraction at all? Acharya gives the reason. Nirvikarasya. Distraction happening in the mind is a type of vikara. It is a type of vikara modification. Is it not? So, vikara modification or change happens in the mind. So, the mind has got some distraction because of modification, because of some change. Since I am not having mind, I am not the mind, therefore there is no vikara. I am free from vikara. I am free from change. Nirvikarasya. Of me, who is free from changes, all changes. When I am free from all changes, sarvada, all the time. I hope you have got this sloka. Okay? Because long gap of summer vacation. Okay? 35th sloka, 145th page, first line. சர்வதா நிர்விகாரஸ்ய, ஐ எம் ஆல் த டைம் சேஞ்ச்லெஸ், தேர்ஃபோர் டிஸ்ட்ராக்ஷன் கேன் நெவர் ஹேப்பன் இன் மீ பிகாஸ் ஐ எம் சேஞ்ச்லெஸ். பிரம்மணஹா மே விசுத்தஸ்ய சோத்யம் ந அன்யத் விபாப்மனஹா. விபாப்மனஹா மீன்ஸ் சின்லெஸ், தட் ஹுச் ஹேஸ் காட் சின்ஸ், பாபம், தட் அலோன் ரிக்வயர்ஸ் சம் பியூரிஃபிகேஷன், தட் அலோன் ரிக்வயர்ஸ் பியூரிஃபிகேஷன். ஐ ஆம் சின்லெஸ் ஒன் மீன்ஸ் ஐ ஆம் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் ஆல் இம்பியூரிட்டிஸ், impurities that which is to be removed are not there in me, that which is to be there are not there in me. Vipapmanaha such me, to such me who is not having any sins known as impurities, vipapmanaha anyat shodhyam. Shodhyam means purification. I don't require any type of other purifications. Shodhya means cleansing, cleaning. Shodhya means to purify me. There is nothing impurity in me. That is Shodhya means that which is to be removed. That which is to be removed is what? Impurity. That which is to be removed, impurity is not there in me because I am a vipapma. Vipapmanah, I am free from all types of sins. Who am I? Brahmanah Vishuddhasya, I am very pure. Vishuddhasya, pure. Me Brahmanah, see, me Brahmanah. To me, the Brahman, there are no impurities at all to purify me. I don't require any cleansing process. மே பிரம்மணஹ விசுத்தஸ்ய சோத்யம் ந விபாப்மனஹ சோத்யம் ந அன்யத் அஸ்தி. ஐ ஆம் பிரம்மன், பியூர் பிரம்மன். ஐ டோன்ட் ரிக்வயர் எனி பியூரிஃபிகேஷன் பிகாஸ் ஐ ஆம் எவர் பியூர். நோ இம்பியூரிட்டி கேன் எக்ஸிஸ்ட் இன் மீ, இட் இஸ் நாட் பாசிபிள். டிஃபரன் ஆத்மா இஸ் எவர் பியூர், மைண்ட் இஸ் நெவர் பியூர். Mind you can manage to keep some extent pure, some extent. Sattva guna up to that you can bring. Tamo guna, rajo guna you can, tamo guna you can avoid, rajo guna you can reduce, sattva guna you can maintain. But total pure mind doesn't exist. Sattva sanjayate jnanam, until you get jnanam, that much extent sattva guna you can retain. But atma is nirguna, free from sattva guna, free from rajo guna, free from tamo guna. Therefore brahmanah me visuddhasya, so visuddhasya pure one I am. So aham shuddhah asmi, I am pure. Aham shuddhosmi, shuddhosmi. People think after taking ganga bath I have become pure. No, I am pure now. Today I have taken Ganga bath. How many times you are taking? Suppose you have taken once Ganga bath, you are pure. Why you are dipping second time? Why you are dipping third time? Whenever you go Rishikesh, you dip. Whenever you go Haridwar, you dip. Once you have become pure, why you have to dip second time, third time, fourth time? Lifelong dipping or dipping. That means people are not able to understand that which is pure Atman nature doesn't require any dipping in any water. Clear? Yes, claim that Atma, you are pure Atman. That's what. Aham Shuddhaha Asmi. At least say every day, Aham Shuddhosmi, Shuddhaha Asmi Aham. I am pure, I am pure, I am pure. Go on telling one day, you recognize you are pure Atman. Next shloka we will read, 36. Gantavyam cha tatha naiva. Sarvagasya chalasya cha. நோர்த்வம் நாதஸ்திரோ வாபி நிஷ்கலஸ்யாகுணத்வதஹ. These are all nididhyasana verses. You can do contemplation. Nididhyasana. I am pure like what? There is no comparison. I am pure. If you at all you want to say crystal clear, I am like a crystal. If at all you want to compare. Gantavyam tadha na eva sarvagatasya achalasya cha. I, the Atman, pure Brahman, need not travel. I need not travel. I need not buy a bus ticket or train ticket or the flight ticket. I need not travel even through Sushma Shariram like Krishna Gati, Shukla Gati. Also travel is not there. Then who is traveling? Gross body traveling. After death of this body, subtle body traveling through Shukla Gati, Krishna Gati. But I, the Atma, fortunately or unfortunately, fortunate chollikalama? We can say fortunately. I need not travel. I need not travel. I cannot travel. Not that I need not travel. I cannot. Why? Sarvagatatvat. I am all pervading. Sarvagatatvat. Sarvagatasya. Who is all pervading? I am Atma. Where can I travel? Where can I travel? People go on talking Shukla Gati, Krishna Gati, Shukla Gati, Krishna Gati. And the 8th chapter na nariya perukku pidikum Bhagavad Gita. Krishna talks about 8th Krishna Gati. There. Shukla Gati. Urdhvam gacchanti sattvastaha madhya tishtanti rajasaha. Some slokas comes. Like that people love to talk about the travel. Enna inge travel pandi auto to auto biography madri. Go on traveling enna nariya perukku pidikum. Tourism. Tourism program. All religions talks about tourism. What tourism, you know? You go to heaven. You go to heaven. They talk the tourism, permanent tourism, that is. Our tourism is only temporary tourism. That is not a fact. Our tourism, Anna, Swamini, when you will take us a tour, Anna? People go on asking, you know, students, tour, tourism, travels, and a business. That tourism, travel, business also not there. I will not allow my students to travel through Shukla Gati or Krishna Gati also. Because the students of Vedanta should recognize, I need not travel. Why? I am achalaha. I cannot move. Sarvagatasya. I am all pervading. I am all pervading. I cannot move. And no chalanam is possible in me. Therefore, gantavyam naiva bhavati. There is no travel. Why? Not only that, being parkless I am, na urdhvam na adaha tirova. Travel neither urdhvagati nor adhogati nor parallel. Parallel, even samanam tiro, na, tiro means here parallel. Neither top nor bottom. Urdhvam means top. Higher lokas, when I do punyam, go to higher lokas, I, the Atma, is free from na punyam, na papam. Therefore, there is no travel to higher lokas. Na papam, therefore, there is no travel towards lower lokas. There is no question of even zero middle loka also. I need not remain here living again and again, because I know that I am nishkalaha. I am partless. Being partless, nishkalaha means niravayavaha. Gantavyam tatha naiva asti. I have no travel through any gati. I am movementless achalaha. I am not having any parts. Nishkalaha. Kala means parts. Nishkalaha. Nirgataha kalaha yasmad. Even internal movements are also not there. From little finger to right hand to left hand to right hand, or head to bottom, knee to an ankle, I need not travel. Why? I cannot travel. That which has got parts alone can travel. That which has got avayavams alone can travel. That which has got limited space pervasiveness, that alone can travel. That which is all pervading, where can it travel? From where to where it can travel? It is everywhere. It need not travel. Suppose this clip is here, so it can come here. Because it is not there, from here to here it comes. You are here in T Nagar now. You are not there in Mylapore. Therefore, you can travel from T Nagar to Mylapore or Thiruvanamayur or Tambaram, somewhere you can travel. Because you are not there. Suppose you are there in Tambaram also. You are there in T Nagar, Mylapore, everywhere. As Atma, you are everywhere. Therefore, you need not travel. Whenever I say you need not travel, you have to take higher I or lower I? Higher I. Higher I means what? OC. Original consciousness. Sakshi Chaitanyam. I am. Lower I is not a real I. That is a fake I. Lower I or inferior I, body mind complex sahita ahankara I, mother I, father I, brother I, that role playing I is limited, finite, unreal, it is mithya, only vyavaharikam, that is not my real nature, that is vesham of me, the veshi, sakshi chaitanyam. I am the veshi, the sakshi chaitanyam, putting the vesham, vyavaharika vesham. Vyavaharika vesham is not my real nature. Therefore, nishkalaha aham, internal travel is not there, external travel is not there. Therefore, I am what? Travel free. I am travel free. No travel at all. Okay. Next, verse 37, we will read. Page 146. Chinmatra jyotisho nityam. Tamastasminna vidyate. Katham karyam mamai vadyam. Nitya muktasya shishyate. These are very simple, not like Mundaka Upanishad Bhashya. Okay. Our nature, Acharya is highlighting, Chinmatra Jyotishaha. Nitya Muktasya, you have to go to second line. Chinmatra Jyotishaha means, I am pure self-evident consciousness. Attributeless. Chinmatra means attributeless. Shuddha Chaitanyam. What is the nature of Shuddha Chaitanyam? Jyotishaha. Jyotishaha means not astrologer. Nama Jyotishan Jannar astrologer will come in our mind. Here Jyoti means light. Your consciousness is of the nature of light. Jyotishaha. Why pure consciousness is called light? You know that my regular definition. Light is that in whose presence things are known or evident. Light is that in whose presence things or objects, they are evident. Therefore, it is called light. Tube light is a light. Because in its presence things are known. Similarly, our eyes are also called light because of whose presence objects are known. Through eyes you are seeing, through tube light you are seeing the object. Through your eyes you are seeing, through tube light you are seeing. Through your eyes only you are seeing. So the eyes also can be called as light. Why? Eyes are serving as light because of whose presence things are known. What about ears? Ears are also called light because of whose presence sounds are known. Sounds are evident. Nose also can be called as light because of whose presence smell is known. Smell is evident. Tongue is also can be called as light. Tongue also can be called as light in whose presence taste is known. Taste is evident. Therefore, tongue can be called as light. Eyes can be called as light. Nose can be called as light. What about skin? Skin also can be called as light because of whose presence heat is known. Heat is known, cold is known, everything is known, evident. That means in whose presence things are known, they are called as light. Sari. Ipa nama chin matra chaitanyam is also light na. In its presence things are evident. Chin matra jyotishaha means atma chaitanyam, in whose presence things are known. Now whenever this type of statement comes, I don't want to lose that opportunity. What is that opportunity? Am I Chinmatra Jyotishaha or not? No. Now we have to prove that. Am I Chinmatra Jyotishaha or not? Who is this Chinmatra Jyotishaha means? I am only, you have to claim now. I will make you how to claim. I will teach you how to claim. You are Chinmatra Jyotishaha, you have to say now. Within 2 minutes I will tell you. You are conscious of this clip. You are conscious of this clip, so that you are aware of this clip. So clip is known to you. Known to you means to your eyes it is known, or to your mind it is known. Through the eyes you come to know, through your mind, and you say, my mind knows the clip, you say, or I know the clip, you say. You say, I know the clip. You don't say, my mind knows the clip, my eyes knows the clip, you know, don't say. Yes or no? Even though you are using the eyes, even though mind is there behind your eyes, the mind through the eyes is watching the clip, but you use the word, I know the clip. I know the clip is equal to, clip is evident to me. Clip is evident to me. Yes? I know the clip is equal to what? Clip is evident to me. Clip is evident to me means what? I am conscious of this clip. I am conscious of this clip. I am aware of this clip. Are you conscious of this clip? உனக்கு இந்த கிளிப் தெரியுமா? ஐ எம் ஆஸ்கிங். இந்த தமிழ்ல சொன்ன, உனக்கு இந்த கிளிப் தெரியுமா? ஆர் யூ கான்சியஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் கிளிப்? யூ ஆர் ஆல் கான்சியஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் கிளிப். தட் மீன்ஸ் கிளிப் இஸ் எவிடென்ட். வாட் இஸ் தட் லா? ஐ சேட் இன் ஹூஸ் பிரசன்ஸ் திங்ஸ் ஆர் நோன், தட் இஸ் கால்ட் லைட். ஓகே. சோ இன் திஸ் கிளிப் இஸ் எவிடென்ட், கிளிப் இஸ் பிரசன்ட், கிளிப் இஸ் நோன் டு யூ. You are conscious of, that means you are consciousness principle. That consciousness alone is called in Sanskrit Chit, Chaitanyam. Chin Matra Jyotishaha, in whose presence things are known, it is called Jyotishaha. That light is called Chin Matra consciousness. Therefore you have to say what? Since I am knowing the clip, I am knowing the clip, I am Chinmatra Jyotishaha. Simple. உங்களுக்கு தெரியும், நிறைய வாட்டி சொல்லி கொடுத்தேன். ஐ ஹவ் ஆல்ரெடி டாட் டு யூ மெனி டைம்ஸ். Whenever opportunity comes, I don't want to lose that opportunity. I am Chinmatra Jyotishaha. I am pure consciousness aware of this clip. But pure consciousness cannot know the clip. I, the pure consciousness through the mind medium, mind also cannot know the clip without gross eyes. So eyes, in Eka Shloki, you can remember Eka Shloki. Eka Shloki of what? This is a Upadesha Sahasri. Acharya writes 1000 verses, whole Vedanta, in one verse Acharya writes. Care of my Thiruvannamalai camp. Okay. Those who want to listen, they can listen that CD also, Eka Shloki. In one shloka, Acharya proves you are Atma Swarupam, consciousness principle. Okay. Chinmatra Jyotishaha Nitya Muktaha. I am ever liberated, ever free. I am never bound. Nitya Muktaha. Nitya Muktaha Aham. Eternal. See, Maya is also eternal. I am also eternal. Either Atma is eternal. Maya is also eternal. Maya means avidya. Avidya is also eternal. What is the difference between this eternality and that eternity? I am paramarthically eternal. Maya is vyavaharically eternal. Maya is vyavaharically eternal. I am paramarthically eternal. Don't see the word paramarthically in dictionary. Okay. Paramarthika is a Sanskrit word. Just I am adding kali. Okay. Paramarthically. From absolute reality standpoint, I am eternal. Turiyatma. From relative reality standpoint, Maya is eternal. The eternal Maya, Vyavaharika eternal Maya cannot disturb me, the Paramarthika eternal Turiya Atma. Adi Vishayam. The relative dream world can come and disturb you. No, it cannot touch you because it is false. Similarly, Vyavaharika Maya cannot touch me. Punyam, Papam belongs to this Vyavaharika plane. They cannot touch me. It is not possible at all because I am of a higher order of reality. Who? I am Chinmatra Jyotishaha Nitya Muktaha. Enak Moksha Varuma Swamini and Keka Kudadi. Will I get Moksha? When will I get moksha? Will I get moksha first? Then I say, yes, you will get moksha. Then the student will ask you, when will I get moksha? When will I get moksha? Come to the class, I will tell you. Come to the class. How long I have to come? Until you recognize I need not get moksha, I am ever immortal Atman. I am ever pure. I need not get moksha. Now here itself I am muktaha. But I am thinking as body-mind complex. Because of that I am thinking I want to get moksha from this body, from this mind, from this janma. You don't have janma at all. Janma is not there. Birth is not there. Where is the freedom from birth? Therefore, Nitya Muktasya Mama Adya, today itself, Adya Katham Karyam Visishyate, Katham Karyam Sishyate. Where is the question of doing something, action? Nitya Muktasya Katham Karyam Sishyate. There is no question of doing any action. I am Nishkriyaha. Actionless I am. Where is the question of any karyam, action? I am the sakshi free from ignorance. Nityam tamaha tasmin na vidyate. Tamaha, you have to do properly anvaya. First line, second half. First anvaya, first line, first half and second line anvaya to be done. Chinmatra jyotishaha nitya muktasya Mama Adya Eva Katham Karyam Katham Sishyatena. How there can be any karyam remain? That is over, full stop. Next, first line again. Tamaha Tasminna Tamaha Nityam தஸ்மின் ந வித்யதே. வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட். தமஹா மீன்ஸ் லிட்டரல் மீனிங் ஆஃப் தமஹா இஸ் டார்க்னஸ், பட் ஹியர் தமஹா மீன்ஸ் இக்னரன்ஸ். வை தமஹா டார்க்னஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் அஸ் இக்னரன்ஸ்? அகெயின் சேம் டெபினேஷன், லைக் லைட் இஸ் தட் இன் ஹூஸ் பிரசன்ஸ் திங்ஸ் ஆர் நோன், தேர்ஃபோர் இட் இஸ் கால்ட் லைட். லைக் தட் இக்னரன்ஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் தமஹா டார்க்னஸ். Darkness is that in whose presence things are not known. Ajnanam is that, ignorance is that in whose presence your Atman nature is not known. That's why tamaha is called ignorance. Ignorance is that when you have Atma Ajnanam, you can never know the Atman as your nature. That's why you have to attend the Vedanta class. First 10 years you have to study that you have ignorance. First you have to understand. First 10 years. Swamini, 10 years venda Swamini, too much that is. Okay, 5 years. The student has to study Vedanta first 5 years to recognize that there is self-ignorance in me. Then alone Vedanta works. 5 years is very less, really speaking. But Uttam Adhikari, it is 1 year sufficient. Immediately jnanam comes. But uttama adhikaris are very rare. Manushyanam sahasreshu. People can never know that they have ignorance. Teacher has to say, go on and on regularly vanda adi class ki. Manu ignorance indran therinjikkanum first. Adukapra and ignorance pohanum. The ignorance has to be removed. Self-ignorance has to be removed. Another 10 years, 15 years. So by that time you will become retired. Suppose you come at retirement age. Most of the people are coming only after retirement. Appa enna pandradhu? So at the age of 85, you are hale and healthy. Teacher is also hale and healthy. Fortunately, then you can recognize. Not so easy. It is not so easy. Often we say not so easy, not so easy. That's why I'm not coming to the class. And our student says, Swamini, you are telling it's not so easy, very easy. How can I come to the class? It is not so easy means it is difficult. But I never said it is impossible. Don't take it as impossible. I never said it is impossible. I said only it is difficult. It is a little tough. If you put an effort, it is easy. Therefore, tamaha means darkness, darkness means ignorance. Ignorance doesn't exist in me, the Atma Swarupam, Jnana Swarupam. That's why Acharya used the word chin. Chit. Chinnanna in the chin kadayadu. Okay. Chin matra means pure consciousness means jnanam. Jnanam, in that jnanam, darkness never exists, ignorance never exists. In pure Atman, ignorance never exists. Now only you said, Swami, ignorance exists, I have ignorance. You have ignorance means in your mind there is ignorance. That ignorance of Atman or the Self, you have to remove from the mind. Atma is evident now itself, but your mind has got self-ignorance. There is no ignorance in Atma. Tasmin, tasmin means Chinmatra Jyotishaha Nityam, all the time it is an ignorance is not there. Atmani Shuddha Chaitanye, Tasmin means Atmani Shuddha Chaitanye. Ignorance Navidyate, ignorance does not exist. Wherever there is light, there is no darkness. Similarly, Chaitanyam Jnana Swarupam, It illumines that ignorance and knowledge, both relative ignorance, relative knowledge. It illumines. How do I know? Again, I'll catch the point. Very interesting. I like this topic. In me, the consciousness, there is no ignorance. In me, pure consciousness, there is no ignorance. But I, the consciousness, pure consciousness, I am the illuminator of the ignorance and knowledge, enough to confuse, isn't it? These statements are enough to confuse, to make the student not to understand. But you have to understand. How to understand? I, the pure consciousness. Now what you say all the time? I know this, I don't know this. Morning onwards when you wake up, I know this language, I don't know this language. I have ignorance of this language or this place, I have ignorance of this address. I don't know this address. I don't know this person. Like the certain things you are telling, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. Two lists, knowing list, known list, unknown list. Known list, I know, I know, I know, I know certain things. I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. I know, I don't know. I know means gnanam. எனக்கு தெரியும் என்ன அர்த்தம்? ஞானம். இந்த விஷயம் எனக்கு தெரியும், இந்த விஷயம் எனக்கு தெரியும், ஞானம் இருக்கு, ஞானம் இருக்கு, ஞானம் இருக்கு. இன்னொரு லிஸ்ட் என்ன? எனக்கு தெரியாது, எனக்கு தெரியாது, எனக்கு தெரியாது. ஒரு பெரிய லிஸ்ட், அது ஜாஸ்தியா இருக்கும். அது எனக்கு தெரியாத லிஸ்ட், அன்னோன் லிஸ்ட். இப்போ எனக்கு தெரியும் அனு எனக்கு தெரியும், எனக்கு இது தெரியும் அனு தெரியும், எனக்கு சிலதெல்லாம் தெரியும் எனக்கு தெரியும், எனக்கு சிலதெல்லாம் தெரியாதோ அனு தெரியும். That means what? I know my ignorance of what and what. I know I don't know Chinese language. Yes, I don't know Chinese language. I know the ignorance of the Chinese language. That means what? The ignorance of that Chinese language I know means, am I ignorant? Am I ignorant of my ignorance? I am not ignorant of my ignorance. I am the knower of my ignorance. எனக்கு என்னமே தெரியாதுன்னு எனக்கு தெரியும், நல்லா தெரியும். So what are all we do not know, we know or not? What are all we do not know, we know. So many things we do not know. That means the ignorance is evident to me. What I know also evident to me. The knowledge also what I have, I know. The ignorance of what and what also I know. That means what? Tamaha மயி சின்மாத்திரே ந அஸ்தி. இன் மீ தெர் இஸ் நோ இக்னரன்ஸ் அட் ஆல். இன் மை மைண்ட் தெர் இஸ் ஆத்ம இக்னரன்ஸ், பட் இன் மீ தி ஆத்மன் தெர் இஸ் நோ இக்னரன்ஸ். அண்டர்லைன் தட் வேர்ட். இஃப் யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் திஸ் வேர்ட் ஈதர் டுடே ஆஃப்டர் 10 இயர்ஸ் ஆல்சோ டசன்ட் மேட்டர். இஃப் இட் இஸ் ஒர்த் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் ஈவன் அட்லீஸ்ட் நெக்ஸ்ட் ஜென்மா, நாட் யூ. Outside people, I am telling. If you understand this sentence, you are a muktaha. Tamaha tasmin nityam na vidyate. Tasmin, when you say, when you understand, what you have to say? Mayi na vidyate. Tamaha mayi na vidyate. Ignorance doesn't exist in me. That means what? I am the illuminator of the ignorance. When I am the illuminator of the ignorance, I am the knower of the ignorance. How can I be ignorant? How can I be ignorant? Atma, how can I be ignorant? This is the toughest presentation. I know that it is tough only, very difficult. But I want to make you think after going home. You have to think a lot. Tamaha tasmin nityam na vidyate. Tamaha tasmin nityam na vidyate. Tamaha tasmin nityam na vidyate. என்ன சுவாமினி இப்படி பைஹார்ட் பண்ண போதுமா? நோ, த இக்னரன்ஸ் நெவர் எக்ஸிஸ்ட் இன் ஆத்மன், பிகாஸ் ஆத்மா இஸ் ஜானஸ்வரூபம். ஐ எம் கான்சியஸ் ஆஃப் வாட் ஐ நோ, ஐ எம் கான்சியஸ் ஆஃப் வாட் ஐ டோன்ட் நோ, பட் ஐ எம் நாட் அன்கான்சியஸ். இஸ் ஆர் நோ? ஐ எம் நாட் அன்கான்சியஸ், பட் ஐ எம் கான்சியஸ் வாட் ஐ நோ, ஐ எம் conscious what I don't know. Therefore, in me there is no ignorance. If you take your mind ahankara, there is a lot of ignorance. If you take your atma swarupam, you are the illuminator of the ignorance. Just shifting. Bodhavan nenikkare. Okay, otherwise you won't come to the next class. Next, verse 38. அமனஸ்கஸ்ய காசிந்த. கிரியாவானிந்த்ரியஸ்ய கா அப்ராணோஸ்ய மனாசுப்ரஹ இதி சத்யம் ஸ்ருதிர்வசஹ. ஆச்சாரிய கோட்ஸ் முண்டகோபனிஷத் மந்திர. ஆச்சாரிய மேபி நோயிங் வி ஆர் ஸ்டடிங் முண்டகோபனிஷத் தட் டைம் இட்செல்ஃப் மேபி. சோ மேக்ஸிமம் கோட்டேஷன்ஸ் ஆர் கமிங் ஃப்ரம் முண்டகோபனிஷத் ஓன்லி. எனி ஹவ் நவ் அமனஸ்கஸ்ய கா சிந்தா. சப்போஸ் எனி ஒன் சேஸ் ஐ ஆம் ஹேவிங் வரி, ஐ ஆம் சோ மச் வரிட் அபவுட் in the worry, worry word, people very casually use the word. Don't worry, don't worry. I am worrying about what? I am not worrying about me, Swamini. I am worrying about my daughter. I am worrying about my son. I am worrying about my grandson. Chinta. Chinta nasti kila. Acharya says, where is chinta? Where is worry? Worry is not there in me, the Atma. Worry can be there in the mind. There is no worry-free mind. Amanaskasya, mindless I am. Amanaskasya means I, the Atma, who is not having mind. Mano buddhyahankara cittani na aham. I am not having mind. I am not having mind means uccha I, original I, higher I, atma, turiya atma, I am not having mind. But ahankara I, having mind. That is samanaskaha. Samanaskasya chinta bhavati. Amanaskasya chinta na bhavati. The one who has got the mind, who takes oneself as the mind, my mind is so sad today. Your mind is sad, but you are not sad. Think panna matom, summa pesiduvom, evladha. My mind is so sad, my mind is not happy today means your mind is not happy, not you. In your statement only, you are only saying, my mind is so sad, my mind is not happy, my mind is so unhappy. That my mind is unhappy, you are converting it as I am unhappy. And the mind la irukkira worry, you are transforming upon yourself. Then you use the word what? I am unhappy. I am sad. I am not happy. But you distance the mind, suppose, out of knowledge, you distance your mind. I am not the mind. My mind is having some problem. My mind is having some disturbance. I am watching that. Then you are free. You are distancing yourself from the mind. Not physically, intellectually. So, I am free from worry because I am the pure consciousness. Really speaking, I am mindless. I don't have mind. The body-mind complex is a matter. Therefore, it is doesn't matter. I am free from the mind. Amanaskasya ka chinta. Where is the question of worry? Not only that, anindriyasya ka kriya. When there are no sense organs in that nirvana shaktam. Mano buddhya hankara chittani naham. Na shrotra jimhe na cha ghrana netre. Next line. Nacha srotra jimhe. I don't have ears. I don't have nose. I don't have tongue, really speaking. The body, mind. I means partition. In the middle partition. Jnanam is the partition. In the I or on the I. Ahankara I has got mind, body, complex, indriyams. They are only vasham. I, the original consciousness, am free from sense organs. Apani padam, there are no karma indriyas, therefore no action. kriya ka, where is the question of action? Kriya ka, no. There is no question of, these are all repetitions. All repetitions only. You can do nididhyasanam. Why? Apranaha, amanaha, shubhraha. Upanishad also says the same thing. I am having the support of the Upanishad. Acharya says, I am pranaless. Apranaha. Na cha prana sangno na vai pancha vayuh. Apde nirvana shashkum. Full and full. Apranaha. Amanaha. I am free from the mind. Shubhraha. Pure. Unsullied. I am not touched by agami punya, sanchita punya, agami papa, sanchita papa. Nothing can touch me. Iti satyam shrutir vachaha. This is the scriptural statement. Satyam, this is the fact. The fact. Shrutir vachaha. Next shloka, 39. Akalatvada deshatvatim. அதிக்வாதனிமித்ததஹ அதிக்வாதனிமித்ததஹ ஆத்மனோ நைவ காலாதேஹே அபேக்ஷாத்யாயதஸ்தனம். There is no need of any kriya, actions. The actions connected to kala, desha, kala, varna, ashrama, all are not there in me. There is a nice sloka. A jnani, one jnani says, hridakashe chidadityaha sadabhati nirantaram udayastamanau nastaha கதம் சந்தியா முபாஸ்மஹே. டு பெர்ஃபார்ம் சந்தியா வந்தனம், சோ அண்ட் சோ டைரக்ஷன் ஐ ஹாவ் டு சிட், சோ அண்ட் சோ டைம் சந்தியா வந்தனம். வென் யூ டூ அந்த சந்தியா டைம், வென் தட் ஜாயினிங் டைம், டான் அண்ட் டஸ்க் ஜாயினிங் டைம், சந்தியா. ஹவு கேன் ஐ டூ சந்தியா வந்தனம்? அந்த பர்சன் இஸ் டெல்லிங் ஒன் ஜ்ஞானி. வை? பிகாஸ் ஹிருதாகாஷே சிதாதித்யா. சன் இஸ் ஆல்வேஸ் ஆதித்யா. சிதாதித்யா மீன்ஸ் வாட்? தி கான்சியஸ்னஸ். சைதன்ய சூர்யா, ஆத்ம சூர்யா, சைதன்ய சூர்யா எவர் ஷைனிங் இன் மை ஹார்ட். வென் எவர் ஷைனிங் ஹி இஸ் ஷைனிங். ஹவு கேன் ஐ டூ சந்தியாவந்தனம்? சந்தியாவந்தனம் வந்து அந்த சந்தியா டைம்ல தான் பண்ணணும். இவர் வந்து ஆத்ம சூரியன் எப்பவுமே ஷைனிங்கா இருக்காரு, நான் எப்படி சந்தியாவந்தனம் பண்றது? பண்ண முடியாதுன்னு சொல்ற. கதம் சந்தியா உபாஸ்மஹே சதாபாதி நிரந்தரம். ஆல் த டைம் ஹீ இஸ் ஷைனிங். சதாபாதி நிரந்தரம். உதயாஸ்தமனௌ நஸ்தஹ. தெர் இஸ் நோ ரைசிங் சன், தெர் இஸ் நோ செட்டிங் சன். சன் இஸ் நாட் செட்டிங், சன் இஸ் நாட் ரைசிங். சந்தியாவந்தனம் என்றால் சன் செட்டிங், சன் ரைசிங் டைம் என்றால் தேடும். எனக்கு சன் செட்டிங் கிடையாது, சன் ரைசிங் கிடையாது. Because Siddhabhasa here, Siddhatma, Suryaha, Sadabhati. No setting, no rising. Atma, Suryaha, not setting, not rising. Therefore, Sandhya Vandanam is irrelevant for me. Irrelevant for me. Correct? No relevance at all. Therefore, what? Katham upasmahe Sandhya Vandanam. I cannot do any Sandhya Vandanam. என்ன அகங்காரத்துக்கு தான் சந்தியா வந்தனம். தட்ஸ் ரைசிங் சன், செட்டிங் சன். ஐ ஆம் ஆத்மா, ஐ டோன்ட் ரிக்வயர். அனதர் பர்சன் சேஸ் அனதர் ஸ்லோகா. இது ஒன் டைப் ஆஃப் ஸ்லோகா. அனதர் பர்சன் சேஸ் மிருதா மோகமயி மாதா. ரீசென்ட்லி ஒன் ஆஃப் மை கிளாஸ் ஐ சைட் தி ஸ்லோகா. மிருதா மோகமயி மாதா. மோகமயி மை மதர். மோகம் மீன்ஸ் அவித்யா. அவித்யா மதர் டைடு. Once I come to Vedanta class, the student, Jnani, he became Jnani, or she became Jnani. Mruta Mohamayi Mata, enudaya amma irandutanga. Yaar enudaya amma na? Ajnani. Ajnana angara amma, avidya. Avidya Mata, Mohamayi Mata, Mruta. Mruta Mohamayi Mata, Then what happened? Jataha jnanamaya shishuhu. I got a son, jnanamaya shishuhu. A person dies in the family, titvaram, ashaucham. Or a child born in that house also, ashaucham, that 10 days. Until punyaha vachanan time, it is ashaucham. Okay, so here jnana shishu is born, there ajnana mother, avidya mother died. Therefore, how can I do sandhyavandanam? It says, ashaucham dvayam samprapte. Ashaucha dvayam samprapte. Rundu ashaucham vandiruk enakku. Mohamayi mata mruta. Jnanamaya shishu jata. So, ashaucham dvayam samprapte. When two ashauchams came, katham sandhyam upasmahe. How can I do sandhyavandanam? I cannot do sandhyavandanam. It's a fun. It is a fun. These two shlokas, you see the inner meaning of those shlokas. Enjoy. Okay? Don't take it literally and don't stop sandhyavandanam. Even you are a jnani also, you have to do sandhyavandanam. Okay? You have to do Gayatri Japam. Because for Loka Sangraha, you can do more in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.